You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Fresh for your ears. Tell everybody. It's the new podcast from the producers of Destination Freedom, Black Radio Days. Produced and hosted by Donnell Betts of No Credits Production, comes The Eclectic. Interviews with difference makers, artists, authors, bold thinkers, people we love who get stuff done. Our guest is Allison Sims. Oh, one of Allison's latest achievements is being part of the cast of Harmony, the new musical by Barry Manilow and Bruce Sussman. She portrays the artist and activist, the icon, Josephine Baker. And we'll talk about that a little bit later. Let me tell you a little bit about Allison first. Allison Sims is a multi-genre singer, songwriter, and Broadway actress. She studied music at the Illinois Champaign-Urbana and then musical theater at New York University, where she received her master's in music. Now, she's done tours of Motown the Musical, portraying Diana Ross, understudy, Book of Mormon. She's in Motown the Musical, Color Purple. Other theater credits include Little Shop of Horrors. This woman is amazing. She's recorded and written with Stevie Wonder, performed with Erykah Badu, and one of my all-time favorite too is Kurt Elling with The Big Blind, with D.D. Bridgewater, and Jazz at the Lincoln Center. That's some heavy, heavy duty there. Hope you enjoy it. Allison, welcome to the program.
Oh my God, it's such an honor to be here. Thank you, Donnie, for having me.
Absolutely. Now, I always like to start my interviews the same way. It's from my mentor, Dr. Vincent Harding, who was a colleague of Martin Luther King Jr. He always liked to say, tell me your full name, your mama's name, or your daddy's name, your mama's mama's name, or your daddy's daddy's name, and where you spent your childhood.
Absolutely. I was raised, I'm not just myself, but I'm my mother's daughter. I'm my father's daughter. Mm. So this makes so much sense. This is just natural for me. So my name is Allison Danielle Sims, daughter of Adrian Sims and Emmanuel Sims, granddaughter of Queen Davis and William Davis, and also granddaughter of Margaret Sims and Clovis Sims.
Beautiful.
I'm from Chicago.
Beautiful, beautiful. Yes, South Side, yes.
South Side, all
yeah.
Day.
Tell me about that, the experience growing up on the South Side of Chicago, because it's known as a musical hotbed.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I was born in a musical family. My mother, her father actually pressed records for Decca Records. So he had all of the masters, and my grandmother played the organ, and so they had kind of like I don't want to say a speakeasy, but they would have all the Chicago musicians come by and they would listen to the latest records and they would play organ. There was a bar in the basement. So there's been music and fellowship just in my blood. Ooh. Even on my father's side, my grandmother, she served in the World War II with the 6888, which is an all-black women's army corps.
Yes.
And she was, she played organ while she was, abroad. So she also taught music in Chicago as well. So it's just all in my blood, you know?
Oh my God.
It's all in the family.
You're giving me chills with this history that you're talking about that your family has. Now it's time for you to tell their story too. Now we're going to talk about other things, but let me just tell you right out front, it's time for you to tell that musical history of your family, because that crossed all kind of boundaries there.
Of my family, I would love to. And I feel like every single time I step foot on stage, I'm bringing everybody with me. It's me portraying these women, but it's not just me. It's my grandmother. It's my mother. It's my father. But to actually tell the story of my family, I mean, I mean, how can I get that started?
I just want to put that on your mind, okay?
Okay, I love that.
Yeah, put that in your tool and your suitcase of things that you still need to carry with you. As you say, you carry your family with you every time you step on stage, but maybe you want to open that suitcase up and pull out a pad and start writing and jotting down those notes. Here's my story. Here's my musical journey, but here's my family's journey as well too, which makes me, as you said, who you are. So again, I thank you for sharing that with us. The audience is going to be really, really excited about hearing that. Now let's talk about some of the other things. What was it, people always like to say, what was it like to work with so-and-so? What was it like to work with so-and-so? But I'm going to ask it anyway. What was it like to record and write with Stevie Wonder?
Oh my gosh. Well, I had the opportunity to meet him when I was on the tour with Motown the Musical, and we met in Detroit. That was the opening night of Detroit. And he was just so warm. And he just felt like family. There was something that was so familiar and comfortable about him that, you know, in spite of the fact that, you know, he is this living legend.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
He just felt so real and just down to earth and, you know, cracking jokes and so kind. He felt like family. And so we stayed in contact from that. And he's been a mentor. He's been a friend. It just feels so he's just so kind. I don't know. And I still have to pinch myself like, no, this isn't family. This is the Stevie Wonder. But right. But also just seeing him in action when he's recording or when he's writing or practicing, he truly is a musical genius. The music just flows through him. It's such a blessing to see him just completely surrender to this force, you know, of music. It's really inspiring.
I've watched it growing. Oh, and if you're listening, God, please don't make it hard for us to believe the things that we see. Tell us, should we run away? Should we try and stay? Or would it be
Now, I know you went through to your family's background, your musical background, and your family. But sometime, you know, growing up in a musical family, you may not be led to follow that in their footsteps. What made you decide that this is what my journey needs to be and wants to be?
I blame my parents because they... because, and I say that in the best
with love,
way,
right?
Because with so much love, because they saw my mom, you know, saw me singing around the house. I was harmonizing with the vacuum cleaner at age like 3. I was dancing around the house, and they like, we need to put this child into somebody's, we need to put her into choir, dance classes. And so they saw this, my mom says, the gift, you know, and just nurtured it. And my mom is a teacher. She's retired. But anytime she sees like a gift in her students or her children, like she'll, okay, let's jump into it fully. Let's learn it more, you know. So she put me into choir. She put me into ballet class, church choir, children's choir. ballet, all of the things, Kenwood Academy Concert Choir. And then when I wanted to major in music, she said, of course. You know, both of my parents were so supportive. I'm so blessed for that because I know that's not the case with everybody.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's so true. Now, something you've done too is you played a lot of icons, female icons, Diana Ross and different folks like that. Now you have an opportunity to play a real icon. Not that they're not, but Josephine Baker, who also was an activist, as I said in the introduction. Let's talk about Harmony, the new play that you're doing, the new musical that you're doing. It's based on an unbelievable story, true story, by the way. Harmony tells the tale of very successful entertainers you never heard of until now. Now, you are playing one Josephine Baker. Did you know much about her life before you took on this role?
Absolutely. Josephine Baker was actually one of my first book reports in grade school.
What?
It was Ella Baker and Josephine Baker. And so I remember going to the library and, you know, this was before Wikipedia. Maybe I'm dating myself, but
no, you're not.
But I remember going to the library and like just reading on this woman in grade school. I'm like, what is this real? So she was floating around, like I knew of her. And then as I got older, you know, I saw the movie and even playing Diana Ross, I looked up, well, who inspired Diana Ross? And it all went back to Josephine Baker. And I saw that she, you know, she's from the Midwest and she left America because of the discrimination. She felt free and liberated as a liberated Black woman in Paris. And I remember visiting Paris for like a few days, and I something inside me stirred. I just felt liberated out there. I felt it. I don't know. It's I can't put it into words. It's all a feeling, but I didn't know about her. And so I dove deeper into her story when I was preparing for the role. And I'm just, every day, I'm so honored. And in the story with the comedian harmonists, their history was completely wiped away by the Nazi regime. And so this is their, they were the superstars that no one knew about because of that. And so this is the reason why we're having the musical to tell their story. But also when they met Josephine, they're showing how famous they were. You know, the fact that they were performing with international superstar Josephine Baker and Marlene Dietrich and all of these celebrities at that time knew them. So her being in the show is to show the level that they were in America as well. You know. But then also as I'm doing this role, I'm studying more about her and I'm just like, this woman is so extraordinary. She needs her own musical, you know. So I'm putting out little reels on Instagram, you know, every week of just tidbits of this woman's life because it's just so extraordinary. You know, while I'm telling her story on stage, let me tell more of her story on my social platforms as well.
Beautiful. Thanks for doing that. You know, when you give shout outs to icons like that, that life and legend lives on for the next generation.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We've been speaking with Allison Sims, who's now starring in Harmony, written by Barry Manilow and Bruce Sussman. The musical is playing at the Ethel Barrymore Theater. Please, please, please step right up and go see this production and see this amazing lady, Allison Sims, as Josephine Baker.
Harmony.
It's very timely. I think if a lot of people have been saying about this production, it's very timely in the times that we're living in now. What else can you tell folks about harmony?
Absolutely. I think the timeliness is so important. You know, there's a term, Sankofa, and it's, I believe it's West African Adinkra symbol, and it represents go back and get it, meaning looking back. When we look back at the past, we remember, I'm paraphrasing, but if we go back to the past, we can learn from it.
Yeah, Sankofa.
So we know. Sankofa, exactly. And so, you know, even though this isn't an African-American story, this is a level of Sankofa where we're looking back at what happened to the Jewish people during that era, and how can we learn from the past, you know? Let's not forget what they went through, you know, so that we can create a better future, you know? And so I feel really honored to be a part of, you know, at least suggesting that to the audiences. And at the same time, what makes it even more personal is to tell the story of this iconic woman, Josephine Baker, and how she not only, and I wish that the story doesn't really get into her activism, but we can tell that the fact that she's even working with these Eastern European men, you know, as a Black woman in the 30s yes. and 40s, it kind of speaks volume. You know, the fact that this woman was international, she was a humanitarian, she saw beyond race, but at the same time, she stood up for that racial freedom, for that racial liberation. She had a rainbow tribe, you know, to show the world, you know, that children from different countries can actually live together as a family. You know, she even like took over in the, when she returned to the U.S. She was working with Dr. King very briefly, and Dr. King's wife spoke with her about even taking up the mantle of leaving the movement when King passed. There's so much information about this woman and her passion that she had. She escaped these violent St. Louis race massacre riots. She saw that as a baby. She escaped and ran. Mm. And in her autobiography, she said, "I have just kept running and I never looked back. I didn't want to ever see that." You know, she was like running to this freedom, to find this liberation. You know, she refused to perform for segregated audiences. And when she came back to America in Miami, I'm giving her whole life story.
No, this is all great. This is part of your embodiment of this iconic woman who is very important to history, not just history in America, but history in Europe, as you just mentioned, and the history of this. And especially, I'm just so glad that Barry Manilow and Bress Sussman wrote this, and for us to discover this group who have been said, been wiped out because of the Nazi regime. But now, audience can get a sense of what they are. The history is very important to me, so that's why it's so important that this musical production is where it is now, and at the time that it is now, and you are part of that production. Allison Sims, thank you so much for talking with Destination Freedom Black Radio, that is the Eclectic. You're welcome anytime. Please join us anytime you want to, anything you want to talk about. And again, thank you for being part of the Eclectic. Addison Sims, part of the cast of The Harmony, now playing at the Barrymore Theater. Check it out. Thank you so much. I'm Donnie Betts, and this is The Eclectic. It's produced by Donnie L. Betts and No Credits Production LLC. You're listening to The Eclectic. The series is mixed by Maurice Smith, a.k.a. Reese. Please subscribe to our podcast at Spotify, Radio Public, iTunes, Stitchers, or wherever you get your podcasts. Follow us on Facebook at No Credits Production LLC.com, Instagram, on Twitter at Donnie Betts, or at The Eclectic the Podcast. I'm Donnie Betts. Talk to you soon.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.